If you use printed money, whose face would be on it? By Reverend Dr. Randolph Becker. The archaeologist slowly cleans the handful of metal discs she has found in the ruins. The accumulation of the ages slowly wipes away to reveal the ancient coins shining once again. These were the pieces of commerce of the now long since departed civilization. There are now instruments to understand people who lived, made choices, worshipped, created, played, traveled, ate, and all the other activities of daily life we also enjoy. The archaeologist turns them over in her hand. Questions arise in her mind. What do the images on these coins tell us about the values of those ancient people? Given the original value of these coins, were they evidence of wealth or poverty? What does their location, where they were found, were these coins of necessity, hope, fear, or pleasure? Were they the small pocket change of a wealthy merchant bearing the image of a great emperor, placed in the alms box of some temple, a mere trifle of commitment to the needs of others? Were they the prized possession of a poor slave bearing the sign and symbol of the imperialistic state buried secretly in the earth in hopes of a purchased freedom? Were they the common coins of the common people emblazoned with the sacred icon of a city-state found in the fossilized till of a bakery? She places them slowly, carefully on her table, arranging them in a line. She looks at them for a long time, and then mysteriously, she reaches into her own pocket. Onto the same table, she slowly, carefully places the contents of her own pocket. She wonders what a colleague in the unimaginable future would say when her possessions would be cataloged. Slowly, she arranges them in a line. The cluster of keys, some with iconic emblems on them of multinational automakers, some with special writings on them, some generically alike. Would anyone know what these keys represent in her life? Security, freedom, access, employment? Coins, a few, not many. One with some man of another century's face on it, and a building called Monticello on the other. Several smaller, darker coins with another man of the past. A larger, shinier coin with another long dead man on it, and inexplicably on the reverse side, extolling the state flower of South Carolina. What would the future make of this? And several green slips of paper, currency. Again, of the long dead white man, again the monuments and many iconic symbols. Does she really know? She wonders, who and what were these men? What allegiance does she owe them, if any? As little as she thinks of the men and the symbols, did her ancients have any greater clue about emperors, the signs of state? She looks at the line of keys, coins, and bills from her pocket. She finds other questions coming to mind. How did she come into possession of them? Where did they come from? Where will they go? She takes out a piece of paper and carefully cuts out slips the same size as the bills before her. She begins to copy the bills, but she changes them, too. She adds her own totems and icons. Flowers and trees replace the monuments. On the face of each bill, she leaves a large center frame and wonders whose portrait she would put there, if she could choose to honor what she strives to honor in life. While she works, she begins to daydream. She begins to dream that she really can create money. She can create money which will bear the images which speak to her values. She sees herself spending that money out of choice, not out of necessity. She pictures handing her own money to others, and they're accepting it at face value. She changes her money, and her money can change her life, and her life can change the world. Coins from some ancient past, awakening in the present, dreaming of the future. What about you? Suppose you were to create your own money. Would you be on it? Whose picture would be front and center and why? What would you instill in those bills by choice of design? Who would they represent? Who are you and what do you value? I'm picturing a whole pocket full of bills with people like Margaret Sanger and Harry David Thoreau and Dorothea Dix and Clara Barton. I'm dreaming of a world in which every time I conduct a transaction, everyone involved can see the visible signs of what I value, what is important to me, what vision for a better world I hold. Or maybe best for all Unitarian Universalists. I would think, would the bills and coins containing our own pictures? Bills of all denominations with our own pictures on them. Coins with our images stamped into them. Everything you earned, truly earned, paid to you with your own picture on it. Everything you spent, paid for with your picture on it. But wait, it gets complicated. Whenever you would receive payment that you had not earned, you would receive money from someone else's with someone else's picture on it. You would be reminded each time that Aunt Elsa's picture, that she remembered you in her estate. You would see the faces of an anonymous worker in another country every time you received your dividended check from a multinational corporation. Men might look at the face of women on some of the bills we receive because our earnings are dependent on the underpayment of women. We whites might look at the face of a black person on some of our bills, knowing that white privilege earned us some of our money. Even more challenging would be the trail of bills we would leave when we would spend our money. People could trace our spending by looking for our picture. Like archaeologists, we look to see if a person's money were spent on a luxury SUV or if it was deposited into a community development account. If it were in the till of a local merchant or in the till of a great conglomerate. If it were given to a community of faith and vision or spent on the latest fashion craze. Our faces would tell what we value. But you and I both know that is not going to happen. We're not going to get ourselves on our own money, and we're not even going to get our chosen heroes on our bills, nor will we ever see the flaming chalice as a reverse icon on a coin. We cannot choose how our money will look, but we can choose how our money will be spent. We can make choices as if everyone could look at the money and know how we spent it. We can act as if how we use our money is a known indicator of what we truly value. We can choose to see that money has its value much greater than the dollar figure printed on it. We can understand that our choices about money not only express how we are, but also help shape us into being who we would like to be. In this country, the wealth of the top 1% of the population is so great that decisions about the use of money have little impact on the way they live their life. I'm not talking about them. I'm also the resource of the bottom 25% of the population are so limited that they can only make decisions about survival. I'm not talking about them either. Between those groups, there's a 74% of our population that has discretionary income, that has some money and can spend it the way they choose. Yes, there are some in this group who are also imbued with sacrity thinking that all they can do is choose to hoard their money against some unseen fear. And there are many in this group who are nonchalant about choices that money has little impact. Then there are those who understand that the grace of this discretionary income opens a world of abundance. It no longer matters if the glass is half empty or half full, but rather what is in the glass. By their choices, these people who sense to inherit the abundance of life and the world help shape a world that is more sustaining, more inclusive, and more abundant. There are the people who, if their bills and coins could be traced by their faces, would go to bed each night content with their choices and proud of their ability to make a difference. These are the people who look for connections and affiliations and support those connections and affiliations, which have as their purpose a more sustaining, more inclusive, and more abundant world for all. They turn to, and are in turn given to, those organizations who own capital in the world, brings hope and promise to others. I know this for myself. I have my core set values. I have my engaging vision for the world as it might be. I have chosen to commit my life to one of those institutions of similar values and visions. I know that if the institutional money also contains their corporate image on it, the money of my chosen organization would be money I was proud of. I know it would be currency welcomed by the wider world. When people would see the currency, they would know they would be treated fairly, justly, equally. They would know it as the money of connection, not difference. How do I know this? Because when the tradition wanted to serve the needs of the displaced people during World War II, the icon of its work on the shipping crate was enough to say all of the strangers around the world. Because when it has reached out in the times of need and in times of crisis, its symbols have always meant support without doctrinal strings attached. Because when it has taken action for the larger values in the company of the others, its names and its logos has been welcomed to the causes of freedom and equality. Because the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee has always chosen to commit its resources in ways consistent with not only the started values, but also my values. So I choose to give my energy, my talents, my life, and my money to the UUSC because I know if any archaeologist of the future were to find my trail of ending up in one of these guests at your table boxes, it would be speaking to the values I hold most dear. And I do more than just express my own values. I help new generations to see my commitment to the liberal religious value of service without strings attached. Our children see our giving in this way and begin to understand that sharing one's abundance is an act of maturity. We help them grow into the kind of adults who will continue our values into the future. So I give as if my money did have my own picture on it, because I want others to know what I truly value. When the coins and bills and the guests at your table box are counted, I know that a piece of my truest self is being counted, that I am being counted on in creating the world of my dreams. And how about you? There are people waiting for their first taste of clean water. There are people waiting for the torture to end. There are people waiting for fair wages. There are people waiting for humanitarian response in times of crisis. There are people waiting for a fair price for their products. There are people waiting for you. These are people who will not know your face if they saw it, but who would see it reflected in the work of the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee. These are the people waiting to see your image reflected in that way of service and justice. If there is so much we could do together, if together we choose to do it. There is so much we could give to the world if together we choose to give. Will you give as if your money had your picture on it so others will know what you truly value? Will you not only take a box home, but will you take it to heart, this opportunity to have your face shine upon the world of your dreams? There are people waiting for you.